Welcome back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always joined by my co-host Zane. If you missed last episode, we talked fantasy, NFL awards, and our Super Bowl predictions, so go give that a listen if you haven't already. But how are you doing today, Zane?
Man, I'm doing great. All right, week one's here, okay? Shocking news, you can see our faces, all right? We've been planning this for a month, okay? We are so excited. So you can see our faces now. So there's actually going to be real recording during episodes and not just black screen or anything when you're watching on YouTube. But like I said, week one's here. Some people are excited, Chiefs fans. The rest of the NFL are not. I'm sure Chiefs won. So week one's here, though, guys.
I mean, I'm excited. Clearly, I'm a Steelers fan. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see our faces finally.
Pats fan.
This was a solid week one game, or first game of the season. I liked the outcome.
I think I was spot on with the score, wasn't I?
I was thinking that.
I think I was spot on.
I
said 27, but was it 24 or was it?
I don't know, but you were really close.
I was close.
You were
I liked
very
your
close.
Score though. You were on the low score, which I honestly thought was going to happen for a while.
Yeah, I did too. I was like, okay. And then whenever the Chiefs kicked the extra point, I was like, please go for it. Please go for it. And then they did it. So
yeah.
But there was no reason to go for it there.
Let's jump right into this episode. Obviously, we're talking about the game. Okay, we're going to talk about this game a little bit. And then we're going to do our predictions for the rest of week one. What are your first thoughts? Like, what was your afterthoughts from the game?
Lamar sold. That was my first thought. Lamar sold. There were so many plays in this game where it just didn't look like Lamar. Like his deep balls, like.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah, like he just had so many deep balls that were inaccurate, and I'm just like.
He had one completed deep ball, and it was to Bateman, and Bateman made an insane catch.
Yeah, and it wasn't even that good of a throw.
No, it wasn't. Let's see. Lamar rushing his back. That was a plus.
Oh, 100%, yes.
I love seeing. He's not beating the running back allegations again, though.
He is not.
Those allegations are back. I saw all over Twitter after the game. It's just flame after flame, dude. It's so bad.
Lamar is becoming hard to defend, especially after this game. I'm like, Lamar, you got to give me something here.
I mean, he missed that last drive. That's what I'm going to talk about first. He missed two open throws. One was off platform. I'll give him that. But he missed the Zay Flowers throw. Sold my bet. I'm a little upset. Missed the Zay Flowers throw wide open in the back of the end zone. I'm like, dude, what? What are you doing? Like,
how do you miss that throw?
The game go to overtime.
Dude, I know. And then they were lining up to go for it before the likely catch got overturned.
So you know why they were doing that? It's so they couldn't review. It was really smart. So they couldn't review
and
so they could just go. And if they get it, cool, they win. Doesn't matter. And they can't undo it. But if they fail. Like, it's completely over.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah. That was actually really smart.
Which... They can't, like, onside kick without, they could have onside kicked afterward, but, like, you have to communicate it now, which is the dumbest rule.
It takes the excitement out of onside kicks now.
I know.
But.
Oh, man. This game.
I feel like the Chiefs defense didn't really lose a step losing McDuffie.
I will say, to point off that, the Ravens' O-line got so much worse.
Oh, it did. Oh, my gosh.
So, sure, they didn't lose a step, but I also think that in part it was because the Ravens' O-line is so bad.
Yeah. And Steve Spagnuolo, he really likes to send pressure, and he was sending pressure the whole time. And it just cooked the Ravens' offensive line, and I'm just like, God. I'm thinking it will get better.
Yeah.
December. Yeah, Chris Jones.
One man army. Dude was he was picking his person. Did you see that? He was picking
Yes, I saw it.
I was like, oh my gosh.
Dude, it
got bad.
Yeah, especially towards the end of the game there. He literally moved from the center from like the right guard.
He was like he was at the left guard and center to the right guard and right tackle, and I was like, oh gosh, this is gonna be so bad.
Yeah, he just like said I wanted him. But yeah, I just don't know. The big concern for me for the Ravens is they don't have a number one. They truly do not have a number one receiver, and that's they're not going to win a Super Bowl without a number one receiver. Clearly,
absolutely not. If I'm T. Higgins, I go there, but that's
yeah. Like you got to trade for one of these guys or try
you gotta,
to do
you
something.
Trade or you got to this offseason make that huge move, because this is like this next year. In my opinion, is like last year before sort of fixing up like the Bills are doing.
Yeah, it's. Time's kind of running out for them. Time's definitely running out for the Ravens. And then, obviously, to their offensive line. Their defense didn't really look that bad. It didn't. It looked really good.
I thought still. What mattered, they did good. Okay, hold on. Time out on that. There were two plays by one specific player that I thought they did terrible. Busted coverage for Xavier Worthy touchdown. Marlon Humphreys, what are you doing? And then the round, the end around touchdown for Worthy, which were his two plays, which we did say before the season we aren't Worthy fans, but this was the only team he was going to do good with.
No.
They could do stuff like this. It's disgusting.
I was watching this game, and I was like, oh, no, me and Zane are cooked.
Xavier.
Yeah, we did.
We did clarify.
But I mean, they know how to use Worthy. That's the big thing. I feel like any other team would have not known how to use Worthy.
Yeah, we could also thank the Bills for letting them get Worthy, which you're the biggest idiots in the NFL now.
True. Yeah, it's just ridiculous how they let them.
L Bills.
Do you think Isaiah Likely will actually become what tight end one in Baltimore? I think he's taking that step.
I did the under on Mark Andrews this week because I'm like, Likely is going to be the guy. So I think he already
That's
was.
Fair.
I think Likely is insane. He's got all the talent. He's got the downfield stuff. He is their, in my opinion, he could be their number one option this year. If that, like, I could see that becoming the case. Him being the number one and Zay being the two and Bateman being their third receivers. Or like vice versa with him and Zay.
Yeah, I like that.
Zay needed to step up this game, I thought. I didn't think he got open enough. They were only using him in short yardage. I'm like, he's a downfield guy.
They never threw it deep to him, really.
I was like, this is not Zay. He had, like, I think his longest touch or longest grab was, like, 13, 14 yards. Like, that's his game, actually. That right there. The middle of the field, getting twitchy. Getting through players, sure, is his game, but you need him in the open space. You don't need him in the backfield.
Yeah. They did use him in the middle of the field this game. A little bit, but not enough.
Half his touchdown, or half his touch, not touchdowns. I wish he got a touchdown. half his touches were literally on like the 1 or 2 yard line, like a little just short dump off.
Yeah.
Also, Nelson Aguilar, did you remember the fourth down play? Fourth and three?
Oh, yes, where it was like a bubble route.
The bubble route. Nelson Aguilar missed his block. That's why it didn't work. I didn't like the play because I'm like, what are you doing?
Like,
that's
I didn't play. Like the play call at all.
I did because Zay is twitchy, and all Nelson Aguilar had to do was block the one guy, and guess what if he does that? Zay's gone. It's a touchdown every time. Every single time. But Nelson Aguilar can't block. I hate Nelson Aguilar as a Patriots fan. That man can't catch. I don't know how he's in the NFL. He can't run routes.
Yeah, you especially hate Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah, no, I'm a generational hater.
But I would have liked Lamar in the backfield there because Lamar was getting out of the pocket so often that game and just getting good yardage off rushes. So it's like, should have let Lamar in the backfield and not just a...
They had a spy for that reason, and they stacked the box. they still would have had to block with Nelson Aguilar on that play. They still would have had to block on that. But what I would have, my initial thought was, you have Lamar fake it, wrap around, go that way. Like the, which,
I think, oh yeah.
Yeah, like Peyton Manning's trick touchdown. I don't know if you've ever seen that famous clip where it tricked everybody and the cameraman.
Yeah, yeah, I have.
Yeah, like that kind of thing. But everybody expected it with Lamar, so I don't know.
Yeah. I'm trying to... Yeah, I just don't know if the Ravens can be that team that beats the Chiefs this year. I really don't think so.
Texans, please.
Hey, they're your team.
I don't care who does it. I really don't. It could be the Jets, and I'd be okay. I'd be like so okay with that, man. Like anybody does it, you're okay in my book. Just the three-peat can't happen. NFL would get so old with a three-peat. Even if they somehow.
It does. It does, but it's also like very historic. Like we'll be the first ever people to experience a three-peat.
True.
And then the scary conversation that you will not like, the Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes debate.
No, no thanks. That is a no. That is not happening. I mean, once he does, if he does three-peat, sure, I'll add the conversation. But he's not there yet. So.
Also, I just read something I wrote down. They wasted two timeouts early in this half.
You know how freaking...
It was so stupid.
It was so stupid. And it's all because of defensive stuff. Oh, also, Chiefs are cheaters. Did you see?
Oh, the penalty. Yes.
That is not allowed, NFL.
That is not.
Something that has to happen. I would be pulling... I would be like, Chiefs, you have to pull Spagnuolo from the sideline. He has to be up in the box. Like, that'd be the punishment. For the punishment.
Yeah, but they should have at least thrown a pin, like a flag. That kind of surprised me.
Yeah, I was like, come on. I was like, you can't just do that. Because the only guy who can do it is the head coach. If anybody could do it, that would change the whole game.
Yeah. And he just started laughing about it, like, oh, yeah, it's no big deal. Like,
no, it's a big deal. How did you feel about the new penalty?
The legal form.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it was the flags when they called it on the Ravens. It was not a flag.
I think two of the times it was, the Chiefs, I have like six photos of them doing it, and it wasn't called once. You know why it was invented or added?
Because of
the Chiefs guy.
Gwan Taylor.
And how many times was it called on him?
Zero.
How many times did he do it? I have at least five photos of him doing it. So if you're going to add a rule like that for a player, you still have to call it on the player.
Yeah.
He also false started a lot that they didn't call.
I did notice that.
He was holding a lot. It was really, like, really bad from what I was watching. I can't be.
Yeah, this man cannot be.
Yeah, if you're on YouTube, I'm pointing at my jersey, Patriots fan. So I literally can't be the refs guy on this one. I can be upset with them. I just can't be calling, oh, all this crap. Considering my team always got it.
Literally changed the rule. For Tom Brady's historic run.
See, but they just changed a couple rules with Mahomes. So Brady only had one rule change. Mahomes has had like three.
Yeah.
I thought Likely got that touchdown for a minute. Like a quick.
I did too.
Yes. I was like, that's the second passing touchdown. I don't really care anymore. My parlay is dead. Because I had to have like three more touchdowns, and we could only max score two. So.
Yeah.
It was over. It was Mahover, as people will say.
Mahover. I have never heard that one.
You've never heard that one?
No, I have not.
It's just Mahomes and over. Over.
Yeah, but this game didn't come down to penalties. It came down to Lamar choking.
The running back.
The running back.
The running back. I mean, he had a great game. I will not take that away. He just didn't have the clutch factor he needed.
He had a good rushing game.
I would say, and passing-wise, too.
All right. Yeah, it was... a
good passing game. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, it was like a normal passing game from Lamar.
Okay, hold on. 26 for 41, 273 yards and a touchdown. You know what Mahomes had? Let's pull that up.
Like 230, 220?
291, one touchdown, one interception.
Dude, that Mahomes interception.
That was a great pick. Okay, hold on.
What was Mahomes throwing to?
No, well, he got hit.
Well, he did get hit, but also I feel like he still couldn't even have made that throw.
Yeah, I will say Mahomes' completion percentage is insanely better. Like, it's 20 for 28 compared to Lamar's 26 for 41.
Yeah.
So.
Hold on. But. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was 63 compared to 71. I think Lamar, as a QB, probably had the better day. But Mahomes, obviously, is a better at managing the situations.
Yeah.
So Mahomes definitely had a better day overall.
Yeah.
I think that was a big Andy Reid game, honestly. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Just a big Andy Reid game, play calling-wise?
Play calling was great. Play calling was... They knew where to get the ball to. That was the big thing. Like, Andy Reid picked out one of his guys and was like, we're giving it to you. And he executed it.
Do you remember the hold on Lamar? The later, like, when he had, like, that 50-yard rush, he went down to, like, the 10.
Oh, yes, yes.
That holding should not have been called. That was my opinion, at least. He was out of play. He could not have gotten to the guy. It did not interfere with the play.
It's still holding.
Unless it interferes with the play. There's holding on every play. You can find holding on every play. You should only call it when it interferes with the play. That's what I've always stood by with it. If it interferes with the play, go for it.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, don't call it. If Lamar was in the pocket when it happened, call it. He wasn't, so no.
It was still holding, though.
True.
Like, I understand your logic behind it, but it was like...
You gotta let players play. Otherwise, we should call everything. And then the game would be like, everybody's sitting at the 1 yard line on their side for the entirety of the game.
Yeah. I was watching the game with my dad, and he was like calling the league soft and stuff because there were so many penalties.
Yeah, my dad did too. He's like, "This is ridiculous." He's like, "I can't stand this new rule."
While they grew up watching Lawrence Taylor, Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu, Sean Taylor, like these guys.
Yeah, that's fair. Actually, watching football instead of sissy ball. Yeah. Oh, yeah, fair. No, I was just watching, so the holding call, I was watching the player, he started complaining to the ref, he threw up his hands, just running out the ref, I'm like, dude, the play's still going on, and he's crying about it, I'm like, so Chiefs player cries and he gets what he wants, we doing this, really? It's like how Patriots were.
One penalty they did not call was whenever Patrick Mahomes got hit on the sideline, whenever he's out of bounds.
Yeah.
I was like, you're calling all these other penalties. Might as well call this one.
That was the one I'm like, okay, you got to call that out.
Like, yeah, like...
I was on the home side there. I laughed, but I was like, I was on the home side.
It's just like...
Like, my goodness, you're just letting him die out there by Roquan.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Who did you sign linebacker-wise this offseason? Like, who did the Steelers sign? I thought y'all signed Roquan.
We signed Patrick Queen.
Oh, Patrick Queen, the other one.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Man, they would have used him great today.
Oh, I know. They I'm so glad, especially since we took it from a division rival too. Like,
no, that's always satisfying though. Any good player, like it was like Patriots getting Gilmore from the Bills, like that kind of satisfying.
Yeah, it's just, and that was like one of our weakest positions too.
Yeah,
was linebacker. I mean,
it's the weakest position in the league right now.
Like, oh, it truly. And
there's such a hole. Like, there's a hole at linebacker. There's a hole at corner. I don't know why people don't talk about corner enough right now. It is bad. I can't name 20 elite corners in the league. Or 20, like, great corners off the top of my head right now. Maybe that's me. But I don't think there's 20, like, corners I'm like, yeah, he can go lock that guy down every week. No guy does that right now. There's maybe 5 that I'm like, yep, they do that. But it's not, like, insane. Like how the wide receiver position is, the... There's 20 guys who can be like the top dude. It's not the same as corner.
Yeah, corner. It's, linebacker, it's even hard to draft.
Yeah.
Like, there's no one, there's no really big names coming out of the draft. Like, oh, he's going to be a future.
Hold on. There's one. Harold Perkins, he's a dog. I got one. That is it. Perkins is a dog. I could see him going top 5.
Oh, yeah, you're already watching these college players.
Yeah, I'm already. I was watching him last year. I thought he was going to be first overall pick this year already. But nobody's talking about him. I'm just like, what are we doing? He's a dog. Yeah. But he's a linebacker, so he won't go top 5.
Yeah.
He's a great linebacker. He's like a sub linebacker.
Yeah, I mean, you have any last thoughts on the game?
Hold on, I'm pulling it up right now, actually. Hold on. No, honestly. Outside of Lamar, I just had a great rushing day. Thank you for being good for my fantasy teams.
But yeah.
That was nice. He ended up with 25 points. He was projected 20. Thanks, bud.
That's all
I needed. That's all I can ever ask for. You're not my team, so it's okay. Like, at the end of the day. Bateman had 2 catches all day. He had 53 yards. He had more yards than Zay Flowers. That's upsetting.
That's cool. Yeah, that is insane. Yeah, that is.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Dude, people who have Xavier Worthy on their bench right now are crying.
Everybody?
Yes.
Everybody. I avoided Xavier Worthy like the plague. In every draft, because we did him in, I did a lot of mine in May, and I'm just like, I'm not going to draft him. Why would I draft him? He's like wide receiver 3. I'm not touching him. Yeah. And then, well, he does this. Ooh, underrated for the day, all right? Rashee Rice had a sneaky good game. He is wide receiver 1 for that team.
Rashee Rice did have a lot of those slant routes just open in the middle field.
Next, Michael Thomas. Thoughts?
Slant boy.
Slant boy. New slant boy.
But, yeah. Rashee Rice, should he even be on the field?
No. Absolutely not. Uh-uh. No, he should be. At least, if they're gonna suspend Jordan Addison, most likely in September, they'd have to suspend Rashee Rice.
It's just like, why is he even playing? Why
That's
is
what I'm
he
saying. Because imagine they didn't have him today. You think they win this game? Probably not. He had a lot of their third downs. Like, there's no way they win without him.
Yeah,
He's the guy pulling half their stuff, half the corners and stuff away. So, I don't think there's a... Like, I don't see a way for it to happen.
Maybe Worthy would have stepped in.
Maybe. But he's not that middle of the field guy. He's the stretcher. He's doing what Marquise Brown would have done this week. He's stretching the field.
And that's kind of scary to think about.
All 3 on the field?
Yeah.
No thanks, please. Please don't let it happen.
And I feel like the Chiefs were trying to use Kadarius Toney as they used Xavier Worthy this game all last season, and Kadarius Toney could not do anything.
Couldn't do it.
Xavier
Worthy... Yeah. Worthy's good though. Like, I can't deny it. He wasn't my favorite, okay? I won't lie. But I also said he just needed a right system. So, he got it.
He got put in the perfect system for him.
He really did. Hold on, let me pull it back up. Where did I end him as? He was my wide receiver 10 at the end of the year, and I said he needed... Oh. Yeah, that's a bad look. We haven't even played games yet, okay? Like, I had Ricky Pearsall ahead of him, and, well, I hope he's okay.
Yeah.
I kind of get a pass on that one.
That is fair.
I also have Polk, but I'm biased. I had Polk before we drafted him out. I knew we were drafting Polk from day one. Like, I said it to everybody. But yeah, I just said where they needed the right system. He's small, though, too. If he takes a big hit, he takes a big hit, and it's going to be a game.
Yeah, if Xavier Worthy gets hit, like, he's cooked.
If he gets hit, like, how? Who got hit bad this game?
Likely.
Yeah, likely. Like how Likely did at that end. He's done for the day. Likely walked back on the field and was like, I'm going to catch a touchdown. And then his feet were like this close. It was so close, man. It was such a good game, though.
Yeah. I still can't get over to Lamar.
No, I can't. Great rushing day. Passing-wise, dude, you have to step it back up. He can either, it looks like he can have one or the other. Do you notice that? Like,
yes.
Great days where he's passing and then suck rushing. Because he's so in his head, should I run or should I pass? And he'll pick a day where he's like, I'll pass.
That's exactly what he looked like during this game. Like, there were...
He's like, I'm running. Which it worked. It worked great. They needed to use it to their advantage more, but they didn't, which is a coaching issue, but he's a great coach overall.
Yeah, like Lamar, there were plays where he was like stepping up in the pocket and then like stepping back and like he's just like in his own head.
Yes, exactly. He looked in his head. He did that during the championship game too, because he's like, should I run? Should I pass? I think he was hurt during the championship game, honestly. But that's probably why I didn't run. It was a great game, though. I'm glad that was our first game. It was a good game. It was good throughout. It wasn't a blowout like we could have had. So I'm thankful that was our first game.
Yeah.
I'm not even getting.
I do not. Tomorrow's game. So. Oh, dude, that is brutal. I get off at 7.
Oof. Good.
And I'm like, I cannot. Yeah, here till 7:15.
I'll be in Murfreesboro and I'll be doing a church little retreat thing before I go to see the Bengals game. The Patriots game. Probably because the Bengals are winning the game, I know. So yeah, I'll miss the game Friday, and then I'll be missing all the 12 o'clock games and probably the rest of the games too, so I'll have to just rewatch some stuff.
Oh, dude.
It's tragic, but I'm going to be at the game, so that's probably what I'm going to be talking about. I'll let you focus on the other stuff after.
All right. So. I'll make sure to keep in touch and tell you about the games. Anything big happening?
Yes, please. I will probably have alerts on my phone going and probably setting up fantasy in the morning and everything. But I feel like we should just go move into the games now, honestly.
We've talked about the Ravens and Chiefs game.
Enough. This is the second time we've talked about the Ravens and Chiefs games, which is weird that it's happened.
Yeah.
I'm just pulling this up. It's a pick 'em sheet. It's just a week one pick 'em sheet. So it just shows the games. You can't really write on it, unfortunately, but it shows the games, and you can still see our faces. So I think that should work fine. Do you want to start Friday's game, or do you want me to?
Friday's game, I can start.
Yeah, alright. I'll start, so that way you get Pittsburgh game first.
Oh, wait, yes, actually. Smart man right there.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, so Friday's game. Why'd they pick the green teams to go to a country that doesn't want green in it? I have no idea. But honestly, it's going to be a good game. I think the Eagles are going to – I really think it's going to be Green Bay, but I'm going to go against that because I think the Eagles roster stacks up well. Green Bay doesn't have an elite wide receiver. They have a bunch of great good wide receiver twos or great wide receiver twos, the low end number one. But Philly's got that defense, and they still have a great offense. And honestly, Green Bay's defense has to step it up this year. So if they step it up, it could be Green Bay. But I think Philly kind of takes the whole thing right now.
I mean, Philly having a great defense. They were ranked like 31st last year.
No way.
I know they. I know they added pieces. I know they added pieces.
They added a lot of pieces, and they were hurt.
But I want to see. I'm excited for this game to see see this Eagles defense.
I am too.
Because I want to see if they took that the step they needed to get back into the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I don't think they can take that step. I'm not a Nick Sirianni fan. I don't trust in Nick Sirianni. I think he's personally on the hot seat going into this. But wait, you said what?
I said that's not ridiculous. They ranked okay, so they ranked. I gotta do math. 25th last year, and that was because they were hurt, like insanely bad, and they lost their DC, which is an issue. But they brought in a lot better guy.
Yeah, they did. They were injured. I'll give you that. But the play calling.
Yeah, play calling was an issue. They have a new play caller though on both sides, so they're fine. I am not a Nick Sirianni fan like you, like as well as you are. So, oh man, I could. Yeah. What do you think? Probably Green Bay for you.
I'm taking the Packers. I was really low on the Packers last year. I had them going 4-13 or 5-12 last year.
Yeah.
Now I'm extremely high on the Packers this year. So,
fair.
I think the Packers will take this game. I think they were super young last year, and now they have that experience in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And they can take that next step. And I'm interested to see who's going to step up and be that true number one receiver in Green Bay, too. So,
my prediction right now is Jaden Reed. My second would probably be Watson.
If Watson can stay healthy.
That's my big thing, is if he stays healthy, he's the one. If he's not, then it's Reed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Philly. Obviously, you got Green Bay. So then I'll let you start with game two with Pittsburgh.
This is another interesting game. This is an Arthur Smith revenge game. And
You know why I'm laughing. I don't think this is going to be close, but...
I fear this offense might not score a single point in this game, honestly. I don't have any hope for this offense for Pittsburgh. I think Atlanta has a better roster. And I'm giving it to Atlanta in this game. Maybe in regular season, it's going to be a different look for Pittsburgh. Russell Wilson's still dealing with a calf injury.
He sucks anyway.
Yeah, he
kind of does.
Yeah. I don't know. Russell Wilson and Justin Fields are just bridge quarterbacks at this point.
They really are.
They're just bridge quarterbacks. Which I have more hope in Fields than I do Russell.
That makes sense.
I feel like Fields hasn't had a different system, and he actually has a true coach under or above him. Yeah. So,
and again, that makes sense.
But he didn't show off in preseason at all.
The deep ball looked great from what I saw, but that was very little. It was just the good clips, I guess.
There was a handful of missed throws during preseason, but
quite a few.
Yeah, I'm taking the Falcons.
Fair. For me, I'm also taking the Falcons for the same reasons. Also, Atlanta's defense, they added. And when I say they added, they added. Same with the offense. They could use a wide receiver too, in my opinion. They don't have a true number two. I mean, Mooney is kind of that too. Pitts is that too as well. But it's just not, like, amazing. Like, it doesn't wow me outside of London. He was also wide receiver, like, 32 overall. I know that's fantasy, but still.
Yeah.
I know he insanely upgraded at quarterback, okay, Kirk Cousins, but he's coming off that injury. So does he bring back the Kirk Cousins that was in Minnesota, or does he look bad post-injury? That's my question and concern. I do think Atlanta takes this game. I don't think it's going to be close, unfortunately. We're probably both going to be sad after week one. It's just how it goes.
Actually, I'm taking Pittsburgh.
You got to pick your own team. I'm not picking my own team, but
I'm going to pick them. This isn't going to be. I'm taking them. I have.
You got
to. I have to. Especially week one. I have no idea what I'm getting into. So I'm taking them. But also, another thing with Kirk Cousins is he doesn't have a Justin Jefferson in Atlanta.
Yeah. He does have Drake London, but yeah.
He has Drake London, Kyle Pitts, and Bijan Robinson. And then, did you not see his tweet?
No, I didn't.
He was like, oh, I forgot what the tweet said, but it was like,
yeah.
Basically that people are lying, I believe.
Oh, it's saying he's fine? Okay.
Yeah, so I think he'll start.
Gotcha.
I'm here. Pulling it up.
I think we should write these down, actually, for post week one. Do you want to write them down? You should write them down.
Remember we created that pick 'em?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we already did our picks in there.
Yeah, he said, Kyle Pitt said, dang, two less plays in Iraq got y'all concerned. I'll see you all Sunday.
Yeah.
So Kyle Pitts will be playing.
But, see, okay, I did pick Green Bay on our pick-ems. But I'm going to pick the Eagles now. I just hate picking a lot of home teams because there's always an upset.
Yeah.
It's just going to wrap me into this. I am picking Buffalo. However, I could see Arizona coming in and just absolutely mollywopping Buffalo in a week one fashion like we see sometimes. Like the score that comes to my mind, which is weird, is like 33-6. Like something like that happening. I feel like those games happen from time to time. Week one, and Arizona has like that offense to do it right now, and Buffalo doesn't have the defense to keep it up. And Buffalo's got like a whole new offense. I mean, Arizona does too, but I like how they stack up. Like, this game is really going to be close. I think Buffalo probably does take it, but I do see a scenario where Arizona just comes in and just mollywops Buffalo, which would honestly make my week if the Patriots lose.
Yeah. But Arizona doesn't have a defense, though.
True.
That's my concern. Buffalo. Neither team, nor does Buffalo even have an offense.
Not really, yeah. I mean, they have James Cook.
they have James Cook. And
of course, Josh Allen. Okay, we can't leave him out. But they have those three pieces, guaranteed pieces.
And Keenan Coleman.
Keon Coleman, yeah. Which, I mean, yeah. Arizona's kind of got an offense, too. Like, in like the same kind of regard with Murray, Connor, Harrison, McBride, and then they actually have a wide receiver too that I like in Michael Wilson.
Yeah.
So it's a little different, but it's pretty much the same premise right now for these teams.
Yeah, I predicted Arizona to be 10-7 this year. So
I can't believe that.
It was my one hot take.
It was your hot take. You're sticking with it, but oh man,
I had to stick it with it. They had an easy schedule. That's the thing.
Though.
It's like, I had to pick them there.
I'd love to see it.
I would too.
I'd love to see it.
But I took, yeah, we both took Arizona, right?
No, I'm taking Buffalo.
Oh, you're taking Buffalo.
I'm taking Buffalo. I feel Arizona could win, but I'm going to take Buffalo.
Fair. Bears and Titans.
Yeah.
Bears. A rookie quarterback hasn't won a game,
a week one game
since like 2003, I think, or something crazy like that.
Yeah, I thought it was like a first overall pick. Rookie, what?
First
overall rookie QB pick, something like that. But yeah, they haven't won since 2003, so Caleb would have to change it. So, interesting thoughts. Think they do it?
Yes, I do. I do. I think going into the season, we'll see this offense struggle a little bit because they're all new. Like, this is a whole completely different team than it was last year. And all three of those guys haven't really played with each other. And it's just going to be interesting to see how they play together. And I could see a Titans win week one 100% because I don't expect anything crazy from the Bears offense these first couple of weeks.
No, I do. I fully expect it.
I don't just because of how new they are with one another.
I mean, yes and no. They've had all offseason. If you can't get kind of used to each other in the offseason, there's something wrong. Especially when they were working out all summer together.
Yeah, but you also see these teams where they turn it around like in December or November.
True. I mean, and that's just getting hot. You know, it happens. Some teams start cold, which, I mean, I could see that with Chicago. I mean,
yeah. Especially them being young.
Mm-hmm. I just think DJ Moore is going to be fine, you know. Like, we're still going to see a lot of DJ Moore. I could see Rome end up being wide receiver two by the end of the year with how old Keenan Allen is and everything, you know. So I can see that happening and Rome looking great. And of course, Caleb, I think, is going to be fine. Run game, a little worried about. I'm not a Swift fan. Not a Swiftie in either form. As we are from Tennessee, and I hear her name too much.
Okay.
How many times she gets shown in the game? Going back to that, actually.
Twice?
Okay. Sweet. Good with that. Thank you, NFL. That's fine. Twice before the game, too, I think. So, not too much. Going back to it, run game, not a fan. Passing game, big fan. O-line was okay. I'm okay with it. I think they'll be okay. Defense, solid. They were ranked like 8th at the second half of the year. I think they'll be okay. So,
yeah.
Roster stack up wise, Tennessee. Tennessee's offense, very new as well. I think that's what you were saying with Tennessee, right? They're new.
Oh, no, I was talking about the Bears.
It's kind of both for me.
It is both.
And there's also the risk of D-Hop not playing. He's questionable. So D-Hop might not play. And so then Burks is going to have to be wide receiver 3, I guess, in that case. And Boyd will fill the 2, which is not fun.
Yeah. Burks is not your guy in Tennessee.
Your run game is going to be very heavy for this team, which I think the Bears' run defense is actually really good. So you're going to have to do a lot of outside runs for this team to work. We also haven't seen enough of Levis for me to go, yeah, they're fine. He was missing throws throughout camp. It was a little worrisome from what I saw and from what my friends told me because they were at camp. So I'm a little worried for this Titans team. I do think Chicago pulls it out.
Yeah. Just the aura around the Bears is worrisome to me.
The aura?
It has nothing to do with the actual roster or anything, but just the aura of the Bears. And that's just with different teams. Like,
you're thinking like the bad Bears, like the Justin Fields Bears.
But it's still the same coaching.
See, but the coach was good last year. We had this discussion, man. Come on now. You got flamed for it, remember?
I did. But for their defense. For their defense, I got flamed for it.
Yeah.
So, because I was still thinking this was like the 2019 Bears. but
they made the playoffs.
Wait, no. What year? I don't know. Ball confirmed. Never mind.
Goodness gracious, man.
Yeah, just. Yeah. No. 2020. Yeah, it was like some.
I don't know. 2020 or 2019 or something like that.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
On to the next game.
Yeah. My favorite game of the week, because I'll be there. Okay. I'm going to be brutally honest with myself. We're losing this game. We are losing this game. Okay. If it was Drake May, I'd have on his jersey, but he's not playing yet, so I don't feel like I should. Plus, I have to wear that to the game, so I need to keep it clean. Yeah, we're going to lose, and we're going to lose probably bad. Like, we're probably going to score, like, I don't know, 13 points, and then Cincinnati's going to score, like, 30. It's not going to be fun in that regard. I'll have fun at the game, but it's not going to be a fun game to watch on live TV. Our defense stacks up great. Our O-line does not. Our QB does not. And our wide receivers are a question mark. And Cincinnati looks great in every regard in comparison to us, so... It's definitely an L, and it's probably not going to be a fun one.
Have you ever been to Cincinnati Stadium?
I have drove past it about 12 times.
It's a cool stadium.
It is pretty cool stadium. It's like right on the water.
Yeah, it's a really cool, because I went to the Steelers and Bengals game in 2022, where they lost like 43-10.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it's like a cool... It's a cool environment for sure. Like, If I was a Bengals fan, it'd be really cool.
Yeah,
place to be.
I'm excited for my girlfriend to go too.
Oh yeah, she's a Bengals fan. And she is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think we both had the Bengals. There's not really much to talk about.
There's not much to say. Like, we're gonna lose. All right.
On fantasy, 3% has picked the Patriots.
Yeah, I saw that. The little pick-ems, like 3%. I was like, ooh.
And that's still a little too high there. It's a little too high.
There's those Patriots fans for the upset, you know? Gotta take it somehow.
Hold up, is that the lowest percentage?
It is, actually. I checked. I'm in Spain without the S. I'm in pain for that right now.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
This game will be fun. Our next game.
Oh, I think so. Or it could be just a Houston blowout. I hope. I need my anti-Richardson agenda to continue, please. One of my anti-agendas needs to continue.
What we'll see from Anthony Richardson is run heavy. He's going to be running the ball a lot.
Oh, yeah. Probably not like Lamar, but like how they did with Lamar tonight. Like that kind of thing we're going to see a lot. Because their O-line's not great either.
Yeah.
Houston's pass rush scares me. Like genuinely scares me for what they're going
to do. Danielle Hunter played amazing in preseason.
And then Will Anderson.
Will Anderson, of course. At you.
No, like it's over.
Yeah.
Not gonna be good.
I'm gonna take the Texans, but I want to see some flashes from Anthony Richardson for sure.
I demand flashes, or I am gonna be continuing the hate agenda for the rest of the season. I need to see flashes early.
We're for sure gonna be seeing clips from Anthony Richardson missing a bad throw.
Oh, 100%. Like an easy completion, like Lamar did tonight.
Yeah. So. I'll probably watch that whole entire game.
Do you have a YouTube TV?
I do.
I'd have four games going. Probably like your favorite four, because you can customize it, which I didn't know until this year. four games you want to watch.
But the thing is, they don't show like four games for me at least.
Really? You don't have like the four game setting?
Well, no, I do have that setting, but they don't Maybe they do.
They should. It's all live out-of-market games, which should be all of them except Tennessee.
Oh, okay. I'll let you know. Oh, I'm going to be watching that Pittsburgh game on Stream East.
No. Yeah, understandable.
I'll let you know Sunday if that actually works.
Yeah.
But yeah, both taking Texans here. No surprise.
100%. Next game, Miami Dolphins. Jacksonville.
Miami.
Jaguars and... Yeah, Miami.
The Jags corners are going to be cooked in this game. This could be a...
Let's see, like a chef, just Gordon Ramsay level cooking right now.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly.
No sugarcoating.
Not much to say there.
No. No.
I'm excited to watch Brian Thomas Jr., though.
Oh, I am. I'm excited to see this offense for Jacksonville. I mean, they got holes on the defense. But I'm excited for the offense. Like, I want them to at least put up a fight with the offense, please. Like, that's all I can ask for.
Yeah.
There's not much on this team. Oh, this is a game I'm cheering. I'm cheering for Carolina. I think the Saints take it because they're at home. But, man, I hope Carolina puts up a fight and maybe takes it. If they take it, that'd be awesome.
I don't think anybody besides Panthers and Saints fans are going to be watching this game. I'm going to be so real with you.
I might look at it. I mean, I'll be at my game. I'll be at the game, but yeah, I might check it out.
Yeah, definitely going to be one of my last games I watch. I'll probably watch this game to see.
I'll watch Bryce it on Young.
I'll definitely want to see how Bryce Young plays in this game.
Yeah. That's what I'm like. That's what I kind of focus on is like the certain players, you know? Players were like, oh yeah, they were great. Or just overall the games if they were like overtimes.
Yeah, because Bryce Young did in preseason looked like his Alabama self.
Yeah, he looked like how I wanted him to look in the NFL. Yeah. He can do what I think he can do, which is like Russell Wilson Seahawks, that's what I thought he could be. He'll be fine.
But you know who looked like that in their second year in preseason?
Who?
Kenny Pickett.
Interesting. Except for the fact that Kenny Pickett was not supposed to be a first-round pick. And did not ignore have that any talent whatsoever.
Ignore that fact. Yeah.
He's like a... And he's not even out of the draft. He's not even drafted yet. He's like a watered-down Carson Beck, is what I see Kenny Pickett as.
I want to see. I'm going to go back and look at that draft. Or no, to the draft and see who we could have picked.
I hate doing that. Never do that. I promise you, do not do that. It makes my blood boil when I go and look back at Patriots drafts. Like, look back at one of our past years, like, which year was it? 2022. Don't look at the Patriots 2022 draft. It'll make you laugh. It makes my blood boil. Two people are still on the roster. No, one person is still on the roster from that draft. It's not okay. All right, that's not okay.
So, after Kenny Pickett, it went Trent McDuffie.
Yeah.
And then Tyler Smith, Tyler Lindbom.
Man, we both had sucky drafts in 22. Cole Strange. Can I have Cole Strange?
Cole Strange, too. Oh, wait, no. I don't know why I said Cole Strange.
Because I tricked you into saying him. It was such a bad draft.
This draft was a little weak, though.
It was good at the top, low at the bottom.
Yeah, there...
It's the void. Because everybody held out for the next year, which is why it was a good class.
Yeah, like the good players in this draft were really good players. The bad players were like, oh my gosh, you're barely in the league now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trayvon Walker being a number one pick is crazy.
Oh, yeah. No, you know why they didn't pick Hutchinson?
Why?
Because his arms are short. His arms aren't that short.
Yeah. And even defensive linemen or defensive edge rushers who have shorter arms can still be elite.
They're still fine. Like, there
are like Joey Bosa.
Yeah, he's still fine. He's not like elite elite, but he's good.
Yeah, that's yeah.
It's so bad.
But who are you taking? Saints or Panthers?
I'll take Saints. I'll take Saints.
I'm taking Panthers.
I love it. I do.
Taking Panthers. This is a new Panthers team. Yes, new coach.
Minnesota and Giants. Man, I was so excited for Minnesota this year.
I was so excited, dude.
Oh, my gosh. And then, no. Freaking turf. I had to go and ruin our fun. And he tears his... What did he tear?
Oh, his... I don't remember.
I'll give him mine.
I don't need it.
Salary for the rest of time, but I'll give him mine.
I will sit in my room and just watch football all day.
Yes, if he pays me to do that for the rest of my life, I will do that and just, yeah.
I'll recover.
That's all I'll ask.
Like, if...
8 hours a day.
If J.J. McCarthy was playing week one, or even was healthy week one, I think we'd both be wearing J.J. McCarthy jerseys right now.
Oh, I would have bought his jersey. I'm probably not going to buy it this season now.
Yeah.
But I might buy it next year.
Yeah, definitely going to wait, but...
Yeah, definitely going to wait now. Definitely going to wait.
We were going to go to the Titans and Vikings game, but...
That's not happening.
That's not... I don't want to...
I don't want to go now.
Yeah. Watching Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
But I'm still taking Vikings.
I am taking the Giants.
Oh.
I think the Giants defense is gonna destroy Sam Darnold, so it's not gonna matter. It's
gonna
the final score prediction, 6-3.
6-3. That's
great. Yeah, 6-3. Maybe 10-3. But like 6-3 to 10-3 or something like that. Giants win. One of the games of all time. Sam Darnold is not going to be that guy. That's my prediction.
Yeah, Giants defensive line is scary.
Absurd.
That is so scary.
I promise you, they get a quarterback, and they are going to be a playoff team. They get a quarterback.
I can say it.
Yeah, I think if they draft Milrow, and they fix him in the ways that Daniel Jones erred, they are going to be fine.
Yeah, I like that Milrow.
Yeah, that's my guy for them right now. Not really doing draft stuff, but I do draft stuff every day. I honestly should just start posting on our YouTube and just recording for that sometimes. Maybe
drop videos
on there, not being broadcast. But
dude, you should. That's what we should do. We should do. This is very like behind the scenes
behind the scenes. I just thought of it now. Like, we should just do draft stuff behind the scenes instead of like during podcast.
Like every other week, every other week, one of us post a video.
Yeah.
Like this week, you post a video, and then
next week, yeah, we do that. That'd work.
Dude, that's a
fire idea.
Dude, that's Zane just cooked. But
speaking of getting cooked, no, I'm just kidding. This game's actually gonna be solid. Who did I pick?
It's not his fault. I'm just going to say it right now.
Who do you think wins?
Chargers. Taking Chargers.
I do too. I do think Chargers win.
Ladd McConkey, a high-motored wide receiver.
High-motor.
Just
the kind of guy you want your daughter to date.
Truly. Truly. I want that guy.
I hate that. But it's so
funny. It's the funniest thing.
It never gets old.
But I like that. I would love to see Ladd McConkey step up, be wide receiver one for this team.
First guy in the facility, last guy out, you know. Is that kind of guy?
True dedicated guy to the craft.
I do still think the Chargers are going to like end up being like so mid, and they'll just draft another wide receiver and then be fine.
You know what the Vegas odds for the when over under for the Chargers is? I think it's 9.5.
No. No way. How are they a playoff team? They're missing wide receivers, which I want them to do bad so that they can draft McMillan, the wide receiver out of Arizona. Him on the outside would be disgusting with Ladd on the inside. And I need to see it. So. But yeah. I don't see them winning more than 8 games right now. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
Next year, yeah, sure. But, like, this year, no. I don't know. I do have the Chargers winning this one. They are at home, and home rules usually do apply in division games.
But the Chargers' home field advantage, they do not have the home field advantage.
What are you talking about? You saw their super fan last year.
Dude, the Steelers played them last year, and they said, I felt like it was a home game for us.
That's hilarious. It's so bad they don't really have fans.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
I'm taking Chargers. You're taking Chargers too, right?
Yeah, we're both taking Chargers. So that moves on to the next game. All right. Who are you picking? I will wait. Who are you picking?
It's a tough one.
It is? Really?
Yes, because
you're on my side.
No. I'm taking the Seahawks.
I am a Denver. I will be a Bo Nix supporter. If there are no Bo Nix supporters left, I am dead. All right, I said it. I would be dead. I'm just picking them because I want one upset. That's my one upset for the week.
I have a handful of upsets. Yeah.
Yeah, you have Arizona. Mine's Denver. All right. I would love for it to be Denver.
And to keep your Geno Smith narrative going.
There's my anti Geno Smith. At least one of my friends would, be happy with actually winning this week. That's another thing. I don't think any of my friends are going to win this week. So. You included in this.
Actually, I'm going to take Bo Nix. I'm taking Bo Nix.
I'm picking Denver because I want Denver. I'm not picking Denver for any other reason. I know that's dumb, but it's all emotion at this point for this team.
From what I saw from Bo Nix in preseason, if they can do what they did in preseason, get the ball out quick, warm up Bo Nix, let him take some deep shots. I think you can win this game.
Yeah, easy. Not easy. It's going to be a close game. Honestly, final score is going to be like 24-21. I'd be satisfied. Even if it was a loss, I'd be satisfied as a Denver fan if it's that close.
Yeah. Because Denver could be in for a really, really bad season. Really bad. Number one pick.
They're in the contention. I think right now for me, it's sitting between like 3 teams, which include five teams. Okay. I don't know. I think Giants could have it, but I also think Minnesota could have it.
I don't think Minnesota can have it just because having a guy like Jefferson and Haddison.
But you have Sam Darnold as your QB, and your O-line's – okay, your O-line's but, solid. Your defense isn't. It's full of holes, but they got a great coordinator.
I have a hot take here. I think Sam Darnold can lead this team to a handful of wins.
Have you ever watched him play for the Jets?
I have. It was bad. Okay. But in Carolina, he got a little better.
Okay.
He did not have help there.
Yes, that's also true. He had DJ Moore. He had no excuse.
He did have DJ Moore. But
he had Curtis Samuel. He has no excuse.
I'm not saying Sam Darnold should be a starting quarterback.
No, he shouldn't. And they're not going to put him in 5.
But I do think that he can be a little better than people are expecting him.
Maybe.
I think he can be. If you cannot succeed with Jefferson and Addison,
you shouldn't be in the NFL at all.
You're cooked.
Yeah. I agree.
But both taking Denver here.
Yeah, both taking Denver. I know, hot take, guys. There you go. Boom. Okay, this game, who you got?
I got Denver. I hate both of these teams.
Oh, I do too. I'm taking Cleveland, though. I think Cleveland takes it.
I'm taking Dallas.
I do like it. I just... there's so many holes in that roster, and there's so many question marks. Like, they have so many rookies and young players right now at Dallas's O-line. I think it's going to be a similar situation like the Chiefs were tonight, just plowing through.
Yeah, but the Browns have Deshaun Watson.
Okay. That's a fair argument. But Dallas has Dak Prescott.
Regular season Dak is...
regular
season Dak.
Fair play.
No,
fair play.
No way you just compared Dak to Deshaun Watson.
I'm joking. It was...
Okay, I was like...
You didn't see the smirk on my face? We have cameras.
No. No, I did not. No, sorry.
I'm sitting here with a smirk on my face like, well, yeah, they have Dak Prescott.
I took that so serious, dude.
No, I'm not serious right now.
But yeah, taking Dallas here.
And I mean, I understand picking Dallas. Obviously, the offense, they have CeeDee Lamb, but the rest of their offense is buns. Their defense is solid. They're losing who was their corner one last year, but they're getting Diggs back, who was their corner one the year before. So,
and Diggs is better too. So
true, but the wide receiver core is better in Cleveland than it is in Dallas.
It is. But CD can carry.
Yes, he can.
That wide receiver.
I will say that. Yes, I want emphasis to that. But Amari Cooper, Jerry Jeudy, either Elijah Moore or who they draft, Thrash or Jamari Thrash or Cedric Tillman or there's one more.
A lot more depth in Cleveland for
they
sure.
Have a lot of depth in Cleveland. Like I'm. Oh, and Njoku's also great. So.
Yeah.
He's my tight end one in like every league right now, actually. So.
But I just don't know what to expect from Deshaun Watson.
Nah. See, that's fair. He still thinks he's going to be a top quarterback in the league, so. He's yet to prove himself.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of Browns for fans say they don't even expect 6th wins.
Fair. And then I also see the opposite, where they get mad when we put them at 7 wins. And they're like,
oh, yeah, no, exactly. So it's like...
Make up your mind, people.
This next game, no-brainer.
I think it's going to be a banger, but I do think it's a no-brainer at the same time. I got Tampa.
I'm taking Tampa. I'm excited to see Daniels.
I really am excited to see Daniels. I think we could see a Lamar-esque type game from him.
Yeah.
He's like Lamar, like diet Lamar.
Yeah, way too skinny Lamar.
Yeah. Lamar is the same. Hold on. They're the same weight.
But they look so different on the field, though.
It's the bulk. Okay, I'll give you that. It's how they bulked. Jaden is actually, I think, a little taller. Just doesn't help. He's younger, too, so he can learn to bulk it up. Ooh, okay, so we both got Tampa on that game, obviously. And then Rams and Detroit. My goodness, that's going to be a great game. Matthew Stafford revenge game, as always, as they've already done that before. Playoff revenge game, or Detroit's just beating them down second time. And Detroit proves that they're Super Bowl contender. I got Detroit.
Jaden Daniels is 4 pounds heavier than Lamar. That's what I was looking up.
No, you're fine.
Yeah. Rams, Lions. Yeah, I'm taking Lions.
Okay. Fair enough.
You said, who did you say?
I said Detroit.
Detroit.
Well, I'm looking at the cities for those on Spotify, so I'm just saying the cities instead of the
Oh, yeah, I just noticed that.
Yeah, you translate it in your head too, don't you?
Yeah.
I usually do. The only one that actually has... Oh, well, I guess two teams do. The only two teams that actually have their mascot name is the New York Jets and the New York Giants, I'm pretty sure.
And the Rams.
And the Rams. Okay, the weird teams. That's
fine. Yeah.
The two-letter and then team name. Okay.
Oh, because they're in the same city.
Yeah, you gotta specify.
Yeah.
I guess it makes a lot more sense. I didn't think about that, actually.
Yeah.
Thank you.
To be fair, it is 12:30 at night.
Nah, yeah, when we're recording this. Okay. So, I've said it so many times. San Fran, funniest thing can happen. Please, don't do it. But still win the game. I'm picking San Fran.
He's playing... Floyd is playing for the 49ers, too.
Oh, okay. Funniest thing can happen Monday night. I'm picking the 49ers. But it's not for that reason. I just, like, can't pick the Jets. I already picked the Bills in Miami. I can't pick all three and not pick my own team. So, I got to pick one. And I'm going to pick the Jets for this one.
I'm taking the Jets here.
You taking the Jets?
I think this could be an NFC Championship matchup.
The NFC Championship matchup?
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
How?
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. Never mind.
Yeah. Guys, 12:30, by the way. 12:30.
Never mind. Why did I say that?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Those are our pickups.
Yeah. It is, a solid NFC Championship matchup.
Solid NFC Championship game. That would never happen. I should have just been like, no, it wouldn't. Should have realized it.
Yeah, you should have just let me run with it.
Let you run with it. I'm like, no. I don't think it'd be that good of a game.
I'm thinking, I
don't see it happening.
But yeah, that's our NFL prediction week one prediction.
Game starts Sunday. We'll tune back in on Tuesday. Yeah, that's our post day.
Yes.
Tuesday, Fridays are our post days. Obviously this will come up tomorrow, which is Friday morning. So I guess we wrap it up, right? Wow, we're doing it on camera. All right. Thank y'all for listening to another episode of the Drawback Podcast. Be sure wherever y'all are listening, leave a like, follow, subscribe, or comment. We always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank you for tuning in. Hope y'all tune in to the next one, and peace out.
Peace.